Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
But the correct answer, Kendall, is this couldn't be the name of our show. Jake and the Fat Man.
Although, Jake and the Fat Man.
That would be what tabloids would scream everywhere when I start dating my husband, Jake Gyllenhaal. National Enquirer, I've done your work for you. All right, give me a thing you should know.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Well, we're so fat. If we have a detective show, it'll be the Fat Man and the Fat Man.
The Fat Man and the Fatter Man. And we'll let our listeners decide who's yeah. who.
Get ready for a heap and help and a sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh.
Cliff, are you cooking a pizza over there? What's going on?
I'm cooking a pizza. This is welcome to Cliff and Kendall in the kitchen. This is our
Could you take a moment out of your busy food life, Cliff?
Our other spinoff, other than our now defunct Kathy Griffin spinoff.
Oh, it's not. We've just been really
it's
busy.
On hiatus.
It's on hiatus. It is, just like the other show that she does.
It's on hiatus. And next year, with any luck, we'll be renewed to do 8 new episodes.
8 new episodes.
Maybe they might cut our order down to 6. I don't know. But anyway, I love Kathy Griffin, and I love you, and I love eating. But Kendall, the only law that I don't love is gravity, because my body is so huge. That just happens.
Cliff, if our listeners want to update from last week, I'm still fat.
Oh! Me too.
I'm still enormous. First weekend to be in 29, and I'm still enormous.
We're huge. We're huge
fat. You're getting huger by the second as you continue to eat. You're like, woof, 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 woof.
Kendall, what's this episode about?
Is it about obesity, Cliff?
No, that's what our lives are about.
No, Cliff, it's about all the laws and how we break them all the time, like the rules
of
obesity.
Give us any law, we'll break it.
We break the rules of gravity all the time because we're too fat.
To even be able to stand up, we're too fat.
I don't know how we stand up. We need a wheelchair. We need to hover around.
Kendall, when I think of the topic of this show, I think about laws that maybe they are laws and they're rules. A law is a rule.
It is.
That you're not supposed to break.
Yeah.
Under penalty of law.
Yes.
But there are some like texting while you're crossing the street or something like that. People will just break all the time. What do you think about that, Kendall? Give me your in-depth thoughts.
Well, I think it's
on the
stupid.
Subject.
I mean,
on the subj.
I break a lot of rules, a lot of laws all the time, Cliff. In fact, today I was talking to you on the phone.
Rebel,
I almost got arrested for talking on the phone. You know, because here in California, talking on the phone while driving is a law that if you break it, you will get fined for. Also, texting while driving is a law.
Okay, so all these laws, what other laws do you break?
Well, there's laws like no loitering, which I loiter all the time. I'm so fat, Clint, all I can do is loiter.
At any given time, some part of you that's hanging off is loitering somewhere.
My fat is loitering right now, Cliff.
On my body.
Now, and I hate to say this, and I don't condone this at all. I hope our listeners never do this, Cliff.
Murder a Republican?
Murdering Republicans I do every day. No, Cliff. Being drunk while driving or driving under the influence.
Kendall, don't do it.
Cliff, we've all done it. We've all been there. And I know it's terrible. We're not supposed to do it, but we've all done it. And we, you know, it's a law that we're not supposed to break. And serious things
but
could happen, but we all do it.
It.
Everybody has done it in their lives. And if you haven't done it, call us at 818-3084-FAT and I will make you a medal.
He will make out with you.
I will
face.
Make out with
controversially. Controversially. Kendall, now I have back in my... I'm an obese man on campus. I mean, in my former college days, mm-hmm. before I restarted college, I did do that. But I got scared because several times I would get home at like 4:30 in the morning and I would think... or I would start to nod off driving,
uh-huh.
you know?
Yeah.
And it was just very, very scary. And several times I got home and I thought I was so close to getting a DUI or killing a family of four in the next lane. So that's when I told our good friend, frequent guest star Alan, I said, listen, buddy, whenever I'm drunk, I'm coming to your house. So
listen, buddy.
Listen, lady.
Well, also, yeah. You know, Cliff, something else that we've all done that seems, you know, it's such a normal law is speeding.
Kendall, if you're talking about Alabama, yes, they all fuck goats, but not everybody does that.
Cliff, we've all done it. We've all done it.
They have discovered a new use for sheep in Alabama. Wool.
Cliff, we have all sped in our lives. You know, speed limits are made to be broken.
Oh, Kendall, you think you are James Dean over there, but you don't have quite enough hair to hold all that gel.
Cliff, I don't have quite enough skin to cover all the fat that I have.
Sometimes, listeners, you will know we're going through our particularly fat stage in our life when we put out a 40-minute show and roughly 28 minutes of it is us talking specifically about...
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over the fat tinpenny roar.
Where somebody will say something like, wow, it sure is a beautiful day outside and we're such a beautiful day except for how f***ing fat I am.
Or I'll say, Cliff, my name is Kendall, and you'll say, and I'm fat, so Cliff.
And I'm fat. I'm so fat, Kendall. But that's neither here nor there. Kendall, these laws that everybody breaks, what are some other ones?
Well, you know, all mine are, I'm talking about really are about being... you break that law every fucking week, Cliff.
That's more of a outdated morality law. Thou shalt not record
that's
a belch.
That's the law of the Lord, Cliff, that you're breaking.
Kendall, they're called the Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions. What Ten Commandments do you break every day?
What are the Ten Commandments again, Cliff?
Oh, my God. Somebody pray for this boy.
Thou shalt not podcast while under the influence, because I break
thou
that
Thou shalt
one
not
week.
Be a huge fucking... fat podcast.
Well, I know the seven deadly sins. I break the gluttony.
It's hell for us. We do. And I was thinking today. Oh, I had such a thought on the way to school.
Oh,
this morning.
Such a thought.
I thought about those big, big fat preachers. You know the ones that are where they wear like a 60-inch waist, right?
And maybe we could become preachers, and we'd be those people.
And they're saying, my body is a temple. Your body is a temple. Don't you tattoo it. Don't you let any man touch it before it is married to you. And I thought, well, if their body is a temple, they are a mega church.
Cliff, if their body is a temple, then our body is the largest, largest, largest building in the world.
Then our bodies are super Walmarts. And watch out, prices are falling. And that's no joke, Kendall. That is not a joke. I will testify
Cliff,
in court.
That was a joke, but here's some more jokes. Hey, Cliff.
Hey.
It's time for some fat jokes. Bad jokes.
Oh, fat jokes.
Fat jokes. Bad jokes.
Fat cops. Yeah.
Now, Cliff, this man.
Oh.
He is always breaking these rules, Cliff, and he absolutely hated his wife's cat. And he decided to get rid of him one day by driving him 20 blocks from his home and leaving him at the park.
Oh.
Now, as he was getting home, Cliff, this bitch cat was walking up the driveway.
Bitch.
So the next day, he decided to take this cat 40 blocks away, Cliff. He put that beast way out there and he headed home. Now, driving back home up his driveway, there was that fucking cat, Cliff. And he decided that taking the cat further and further away... that the cat would always beat him home. So finally he decided to drive a few miles away, Cliff. He turned right, he turned left, he passed the bridge, then he turned right again, another right, until he reached what he thought was a very safe distance from his home, and he left the cat there. Now, Cliff, hours later, he called his wife, and he says, Jen, is that cat there? And she says, well, yeah. Why do you ask? And he said, well, put that son of a bitch on the phone because I'm lost and I need directions. What a bitch Kendall. That cat was, Cliff.
Feline humor. Does it get any better than that?
Oh, it does, Cliff. You just wait until the next
one. It does. Kendall, that reminds me. Do you, in the 80s, the blessed decade of our birth, they used to play a little short cartoon on Nickelodeon sometimes.
Uh-huh.
The cat came back The very next day, the cat came back. I thought it was a goner, but the cat came back. It just wouldn't stay away.
I vaguely remember that, Cliff.
And it's about a cat, this guy trying to drive a cat away, but he always came back.
What a bitch cat, Cliff.
Bitch cat was the alternate title. they had to soften it for Nickelodeon, though, in the 80s.
Yeah.
Kendall, all right. I got a joke. All right. Here we go. Let me click this thing here that our writers... I got to open this email.
The writers email us now. They don't print it
out. Oh, they're texting us. Like our listeners text one another the show. Kendall, this... Our writer, he says, this may be an oldie but a goodie, but if so, it's a goodie.
Oh, I think I got one, too.
Oh, a newlywed couple, Kendall, moves into their new house. And one day, the husband comes home from work and his wife says, "Honey, you know, in the upstairs bathroom, one of the pipes is leaking. Could you fix it?" And the husband says, "What do I look like, Mr. Plumber?"
Oh.
And a few days go by, zing, bitch husband.
No birthday fix for him.
And he comes home from work and his wife says, "Honey, the car won't start. I think it needs a new battery. Could you change it for me?" He says, "What do I look like, Mr. Goodwrench?" And a few days go by, Kendall, and it's raining pretty hard. And the wife finds a leak in the roof. And she says, "Honey, there's a leak on the roof. Can you fix it?" And he says, "Who do I look like, Bob Vila?" And the next day, the husband comes home, and the roof is fixed. So is the plumbing, and so is the car.
Uh-oh.
And he asks his wife, "Well, what happened?" And she says, "Oh, I had a handyman come in and fix them." Then she belts, and then he says, he says, "Great, how much is that going to cost me?" He snarls. He is real sarcastic, son of a bitch, this guy. And the wife says, "Oh, nothing. He said he'd do it for free if I either baked him a cake or slept with him." What kind of cake did you make? What kind of cake did you make, bitch? Asks the husband. And she says, "What do I look like, Betty Crocker?"
Oh, what a slut, bitch, non-Betty Crocker that woman was, Cliff.
That couple needed some couples therapy.
Now, Cliff, 3 weeks after her wedding day...
It's been 3 weeks since you looked at me. Yeah.
Jonah called her minister, and she said...
Jonah?
Jonah. And she said, "Reverend..."
A woman named Jonah?
Yes, Cliff. And she called her...
I doubt our writers on this one. They should have... Oh! God.
Joanna.
Jonah.
Called her minister, and she said,
Joanna.
She said, "Reverend John and I had a dreadful fight."
This is the show, folks. This is the show.
And the minister said,
"Tell me more."
"Calm down, my child. It's not half as bad as you think. Every marriage has to have its first fight."
Yeah.
And Jonah/Joanna said, I know, but what am I going to do with the body? Cliff, she was a bitch, slut, murderer.
Bitch, slut, that's like Victor, Victoria, Jonah, Joanna, that's a sequel.
Oh, poor Jonah. Are you there, Cliff?
Yeah.
Are you there, God? Hold on, it's me, second. Margaret.
Oh, Ellie, there, God, it's me, Fatso. Oh, you.
Ooh. Tell us a joke, Cliff. Tell us a joke.
Kendall.
Yes.
Kendall. Oh! This elderly Italian man.
Oh, elderly Italian man.
He went to his parish priest and asked if the priest would hear his confession. And the priest
said, confession, huh?
"Of course, my son." Oh, what a bitch priest.
Oh.
And this guy, this elderly Italian, he says, "Well, a father, at the beginning of World War II, a beautiful woman, she knocked on my door." I'm sorry, Italian Americans. I'm doing my Uncle Vito impression from the Golden Girls.
Uncle Vito!
Uncle, whatever his name is, Sophia's brother.
Yes.
A beautiful woman knocked on my door and asked me to hide her from the Germans. I hid her in my attic, but they never found her. "Well, that's a wonderful thing, my son, and nothing that you need to confess," said the priest. "It gets worse, Father. I was weak, and I told her that she had to pay rent for the attic with her sexual favors," continued the old man.
It
was a very difficult time, and you took a large risk. You would have suffered terribly at their hands if the Germans had found you hiding her. I know that God, in his infinite wisdom and mercy, his infinite mercy, Kendall, even almost big enough for you and I, will balance the good and evil and judge you kindly, said the priest. Well, thank you, Father, said the old man. That's a load off of my mind. Can I ask another question? Of course, my son, said the priest. And the old man asked, do I need to tell her that the war is over?
What a bitch that Italian grandfather is.
Italian grandfather, starring in this week's version of The Lord of the Rings.
And then the hobbit said unto the Lord, Cliff,
I'm walking to the Shire. I got a one ring to rule them all.
Are we still in bad jokes? God, this is long.
We are in hell.
Cliff, a man walks into a bar and orders a beer.
Oh, no.
The bartender...
No good can come of this.
The bartender charges him 15 cents. And the man is confused, but he is not complaining, Cliff, and he pays the man. So after a while, he decides to have another beer, and then he wants some food, so he orders a beer and a steak, and the bartender charges him 50 cents. 15 for the beer and 35 for the food. After finishing his food and drink, he calls the bartender over and he says, hey, that was the best steak I've ever had. I want to talk to the manager and thank him. And the bartender says, well, no problem. He's upstairs with my wife. And he says, what's he doing upstairs with your wife? And the bartender says, well, probably the same thing I'm doing down here to his business.
Oh, screw it.
Oh, Cliff, he is f***ing his business.
That joke gets better every time I hear you.
I told you I had an oldie but a goodie, just like you did.
Oh, Kendall, that felt like you. That felt like five shows ago when you told me that. It did to me, Kendall. I was having a microwave minute because I'm over here microwaving so many things. Kendall, one day. Let's take it down a notch. One day in social studies class, this substitute teacher was doing a lesson on monarchies.
Oh, monarchy.
And to illustrate her point about kings, she asked the class to name three kings that had brought joy and peace and happiness to people's lives. And now, not knowing any better, Kendall, she called on the first little boy to raise
his hand.
No,
Cliff, don't say it. Don't say that she called
Johnny.
Oh, God, Cliff, why would she call on that little boy?
She didn't know. I don't know why she did it, but she did.
was a substitute, I guess.
Little Johnny. Name three kings that have brought joy and peace and happiness into people's lives.
Oh, I'm afraid to know where this joke's going.
That's easy, Teach, Little Johnny replies. Drinking, smoking, and fucking. Oh. Little Johnny, will anybody ever teach him the proper ways?
Cliff, Kendall? I don't even want to talk about Little Johnny. He is so fucked up in the head, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, your mouth has gone south.
It has. Cliff, when you have Little Johnny in jokes, you can't do anything but go south. Cliff, that's all the jokes I have.
Kendall, what is the difference between the Pope and a magnet?
I don't know.
Well, magnets have a positive side. Kendall, why are hunters such great lovers in bed?
Oh, Cliff, I don't know.
Well, that's because they go deep into the bush, shoot twice, and eat everything that they shoot. And finally, Kendall, finally,
thank God.
Where does the one-legged waitress work?
At the one-legged cafe? I don't know, Cliff.
At IHOP.
Oh, that was insensitive, Cliff, and I've got to take a break.
Oh, can I have to take a break?
We'll be right back.
More sass right after this.
Hey, everyone. I know it's almost Thanksgiving, so you're probably sitting there counting your blessings as you listen to this episode. And you're thinking of things like pie, elastic waist pants, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, and new Harry Potter movies. You're probably also thinking about how you need to text your best friend this show. Well, I encourage you to do so, but please, don't text your friend this show while you're driving. Cliff and Kendall researchers have found that accidents are 5,000% more likely to happen if you are texting while you drive. So, if you must text, pull over to the side of the road. Don't do it while you're driving. Listen to Cliff and Kendall instead. That's what you should do. Duh. Be safe, everyone. and happy Thanksgiving.
And now back to the show.
Oh, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, my goodness, we're back.
We're so back, it's against the law.
Cliff. Oh, condone.
Now, I have some obscure laws that I thought I would share with you and our listeners.
What a great idea for part of an episode.
Now, Cliff, we start with the worst state in the union. Could you guess?
Alabama.
No, it starts with an A, but it's not Alabama. In my book...
Can we not talk about places like Alaska? I just ate.
Oh, Cliff. Now, did you know in Alaska, it is legal to shoot bears, but waking a sleeping bear for the purpose of taking a photograph is against the law. Mm. Can you believe that? Isn't that stupid? Only people like Sarah Palin would come up with shit like that.
What a bitch state of Alaska.
Bitch. And I hate Sarah Palin. And I have one other
I have one other
law from Alaska that is stupid. Okay. Uh-huh. It is considered an offense to push a live moose out of a moving plane. Now, why the hell would you have a moose in a moving plane to begin with?
Some of those Palin birthday parties, let me tell you.
You don't know where they're going to go.
You know where, you don't know what you're going to be dropping out of a moving plane. Kendall, did you know in my hometown of Manhattan, it is against the law to throw a ball at someone's head for fun?
Well, Cliff, you have broken the law many times then.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Cliff.
My whole body is a sphere.
Cliff, in Iowa, which I know is a terrible state, it'll make you belch as it will when you hear of Alaska.
I wasn't nearly. I would live in Iowa for a decade.
Oh, I would too. Let's not get anything wrong. But a man with a mustache may never kiss a woman in public.
Good. That sounds revolting.
And Cliff, a one-arm piano player, they must perform for free. It is against the law for them to take money for performing.
Oh, poor one-armed people.
So if you are a one-armed piano player, do not go to Ohio.
Will no one think of the uni-armed people?
Cliff, will no one help the uni-armed people?
Oh, did you know that in some state it is illegal to disrobe in a wagon?
Oh, Cliff, it should be illegal for us to disrobe anywhere.
Anywhere within 100 feet of a church or school.
Or anybody that has eyes that work.
God, Kendall, sometimes I just hear my fat rumbling in the background and I say, are you talking to me?
Oh, hold on, Cliff. I have a couple more I want to tell you about.
Okay.
This is our great home state of Tennessee.
Oh.
Cliff, did you know that in Tennessee, it is against the law to shoot any game other than whales from a moving automobile?
Where the hell are you going to shoot a whale in Tennessee?
That's why it's stupid. And Cliff, more than 8 women may not live in the same house because that would constitute a brothel.
Probably.
And I don't know if you know this, Cliff.
Women.
I think we've both broken the law. But in Tennessee, belching is forbidden. Cliff, giving and receiving oral sex is prohibited by law.
Oh, I will not talk about this on his show. Not entitled FU.
All right, Cliff. But as you said, let's talk about... What are we talking about? Oh, you talking to me? To me? To me? To me? To me? Cliff, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Cliff, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Are you?
I'm the only one here.
You know,
it's a good thing that we do have a podcast, and we're not on the real radio.
We have a show.
But if people just tuned in the middle of our show, because the podcast they have to talk to, any given middle of the show is they wouldn't know what to do. If it's 8 minutes of us saying, it's a fun day, except for how fat I am.
Or are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? Are you Cliff, talking to me?
Or
a big, huge belch. Yeah.
I have some quotes that I would like to know if you know what movies they came from.
All right.
My first one is this, Cliff. No, Cliff, that is not my first one. My first one is this. You've been mostly dead all day.
I don't know.
You don't know, stupid. That's Princess Bride.
Oh, you always ask these Princess Bride ones, and I don't ever know them.
Well, you should.
I like Princess Bride. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who dares enter the sacred and awesome presence of the everlasting know-it-all, Yogurt?
Spaceballs!
Spaceballs!
I love that movie, Cliff. I love it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Old man, you give those dogs another piece of my food, and I'll kick you till you're dead.
Oh, I know it, but I can't think of it.
Oh, Clip, that's Moonstruck.
Oh!
Are you talking to me?
Snap out of it! All right. I thought I had mono once for an entire year. Turned out I was just really bored.
Ghostbusters.
No!
I just watched it. That's the only reason I know it. That was Rick Moranis.
It was not Ghostbusters.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
What was it? Oops.
Oh, well, according to the internet, it was Wayne's World.
Oh. I could have sworn
maybe we should Google that. Listeners, you Google that and tell us if it's true.
If we're wrong, email us.
We will fire the writer that sent this to us.
I could have swore it was Ghostbusters. All right, Cliff. Here's my
you
last
might have
quote.
Just been thinking I was doing a great Rick Moranis impression.
That may have been what it was. I inserted in my mind Rick Moranis. All right, Cliff, my last one is this. Your name is Ralph, as in puke.
And I know that too. It's not...
Idiot.
I don't know.
The Breakfast what? Club.
Oh, yeah. All right, I didn't like The Breakfast Club. Too much club, not enough breakfast.
I'd rather go to breakfast than watch the movie.
I think I should warn you all, when a vampire buys it, it's never a pretty sight. No two bloodsuckers go out the same way. Some yell and scream, some go quietly. Some explode, some implode. But all will try and take you with them. I was feeling a little Halloween-y still when I got that.
Vampire Diaries? I mean, not Vampire Diaries. Interview with a Vampire? I have no idea.
The Lost Boys.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Speaking of 80s classics.
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Yeah, okay.
All right, Cliff. That was pretty stupid.
Oh, God. When you talk about stupid, I want you to play the last 20 minutes of the show.
It's time for Kendall's Stupid Questions. What were you saying about 3 minutes ago?
I don't know, Kendall. Who can tell what I was saying 3 minutes ago? Ask me some questions.
Oh, I know what you were eating 3 minutes ago. All right, Cliff, my first stupid question is this. If you could afford something amazing for your best friend, what would it be?
Liposuction.
Oh.
Isn't that what you would want?
Oh, that's so nice of you to accept or to give me liposuction.
That's only because that's what I would, of course, want from you in return.
All right, well, good. Cliff, would you rather have a job you love that pays poorly or a well-paying job that stinks, like the one I have?
Oh, I think that we are the two answers to this question. I would rather have a job that I love that pays poorly, like podcasting. I'd do it for free, everybody.
You said you would do it for free, Cliff.
Uh-huh.
All right, Cliff, would you rather... This is a would-you-rather question.
This is a would-you-rather.
Would you rather endure a hurricane or an earthquake? And that's a stupid question.
An earthquake, I guess.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd rather have a hurricane, because you know it's coming. There's a calm in the middle of it. I don't know.
Katrina? That could be for weeks. The earthquake could be over in a few minutes.
Haiti, hello.
Weeks. I mean, it could be it would be devastating, but it doesn't go on and on and on.
Well... And finally, Cliff, if you had to downsize...
Here's something everybody should know. What?
If you had to downsize, what would you get rid of?
My fucking fat body!
I thought you might say that. Me too, Cliff. That's what I would get rid of. And that's all the stupid questions I have. They're pretty stupid.
This Give us any show and we'll cancel it, is what our producers would be saying if it weren't Mr. Snodbottom, who loves us.
He does love us, and that's sad that he loves us so much.
Oh, it's sad that he wastes his love on two such fat people, but we love him too.
Well, Cliff, this show is what gets me through the week. This is what makes me happy and makes me feel a little more joyous after feeling that I'm enormous.
It does. Still enormous, but also joyous.
If our listeners look to this show for the only encouragement and happiness they have in their life, check us out at cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or call us at 818-3084-FAT, and we will play your voicemail on the show.
Oh, Kendall, did I tell you this chair that I'm sitting on, I broke it a few
I was about
days
to say,
ago.
It's broken?
It's broken because I sat in it.
You didn't tell me, but we all assumed so much.
We all just assumed you were sitting on a pile of broken wood. Kendall, right, justice is open to everyone in the same way as the Ritz Hotel. And that was said by Judge Sturgis.
Oh, that's a wonderful quote, Cliff. And Cliff, nothing is more destructive of respect for the government and the law of the land than passing laws which cannot be enforced. And that was Albert Einstein.
Oh, Einstein, what a genius.
He was a genius, yes.
People who, that robot bartender from last week, he would have talked about astronomy and physics with him. Kendall, people who love sausage and people who believe in justice should never watch either of them being made. And that was said by Otto Bismarck.
Otto Bismarck.
Let's hear it for Otto Bismarck. I'm Cliff.
Oh, and I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
What was this show about? Give us any show and
we'll break the law.
Give us any show, and we will do it. We will not claim it will be great, but we will do it. This American Life, they don't come out and say, this was a pretty boring episode, but we will.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.